Now on Mandate at One, the second roundtable constituency discussion takes place on Manx Radio this evening. It's the turn of the new joint constituency of Eyre and Michael. For this lunchtime's parkbench profile, Howard Kane headed to Kirkmichael to have a chat with longtime Michael resident, a man whose name is synonymous with the north of the island, John Dog Collister.
I like it as a place to live. It's fairly central, and all my family live in the village as well, which is good.
And what about, you can just hear as we're chatting here, I mean, here we are actually out in a fairly rural area, and yet you can hear the amount of traffic going through the village, trucks, motorbikes, particularly some of the big lorries, and there have been some nasty accidents over the last few years through the village. Do you think that's something which concerns people like yourself living around the area?
Obviously, it's a main road, it's a busy thoroughfare, it's busier just at the minute because it's the tail end of the Manx Grand Prix, and there's still one or two motorbikes about. But we live in a village. They often say kids that grow up in a busy area never get knocked down, it's the ones that don't, you know, not used to traffic. We keep an eye on our grandchildren and all, they don't really go to the shop. But we're right by the zebra crossing here, the zebra crossing, the kids tend to use it.
Do you hear people raising concern about any areas, whether it's traffic, whether it's, I know, doctor's surgery was something that came up recently?
Well, the doctor's surgery, they put one in Jerby, and there's lots of people talking about, you know, what a waste of time that was, you know. But from my standpoint, I go to Ramsey. I grew up in the north, so a lot of people in Michael go to Peel for their doctor and their dentist and things like that. Nothing's far away in the Isle of Man.
Which is true. So, and what about, there was a big fuss a while back, wasn't there, two or three years ago, about the development, about doing more development of housing behind, across from away from where we're looking now.
It'll happen. Nothing more certain. Dandara just keep putting a new plan in. There should be some rule whereby if you put a plan in and it's rejected, you've got to wait so long before you can do it again. But they just keep putting them in. They've done a lot of work to fields and also sorts out the back there. So no matter what they say, it's going to happen.
Would that be good for the village, do you think? Or would that spoil the feeling?
I would say no, but there's people saying, oh, we need houses and so on. But from my standpoint, I think the village is all right. There's talk of putting a bypass in.
Well, I was going to say, that's the idea, they do the house.
One of the thoughts is maybe they'll build the road as long as they can get plenty of houses. And maybe if there's a bypass put through, this road here will be a lot quieter and so on. But I think it's a sprat to catch a mackerel. But no matter what anybody says, I'd put a lot of money on that it'll eventually happen. Because they're going to want to build more houses. That's what they do.
And what about the houses? Because they did build houses a while back, right down close to the cliff edge, of course.
Yes.
And some people saying, well, you know, 50, 60 years, they're going to be in the sea.
Well, they call them last time buyers. You know that. But you know, eventually the sea has taken the land. I think they're going to fill in between, because what we're getting is two promontories. Unless they do something there, one promontory or the other might go. If they do something between, it might make last. But as the brew is going either side and that's disappearing, it's longshore drift, they call it. They're taking all the sand off the shore and putting it to the point of air. And it's going to happen no matter what.
John Dog Collister speaking to Howard Kane.